Okay, let's start our discussion tonight relating to the Mishnah on today's Daf, Kuf Mem Hei Mabez, of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul and Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. That discussion says the Mishnah in Shabbos on today's Daf. You have it again in source number one. Kol Sheba B'chamin Me'erev Shabbos, Shor Noso B'chamin B'Shabbos. If anything comes into contact with Chamin, with hot water, which for us we will translate to mean that it was cooked from Erev Shabbos, something that was ready mevushal, adayin, Shor Noso B'chamin B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to be Shor it, soak it again in hot water on Shabbos. This is the principle called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once something is mevushal already from before Shabbos, so then you can be mevashal it more on Shabbos, because you're not doing anything. Again, this is even on a Doraisa level. On a Drabana level, we discussed at length in the earlier Prakim in terms of how one is allowed to leave something on a fire from before Shabbos, on Shabbos, issues of Shehiyah and Hachazara and Hatmana, the three worlds of Isuri Drabana. But this is even on a Doraisa level. Once something is Mavushal from before Shabbos, one is allowed to be Shorid on Shabbos. Keep in mind the Machlokas that has come up before between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says, which we paskin, that up until the time that something is mevushal called sarcho, it is still subject to bishul daraisa. Unlike the Rashba, who says once something reaches machlu ben drusai, a third or a half cooked, depending on Rambam Rashi machlokes, but either way, once it reaches that edibility level, it's all bishul darabanan. We do not hold that way. We assume that there is bishul daraisa that is subject all the way up until mevushal called sarcho. So according to the Rambam, which is what we're machmer for, this Mishnah means if something is mevushal called sarcho before Shabbos, so then one is allowed to cook it more on Shabbos. V'chol shalo baba chaven me'er of Shabbos, anything that was not cooked before Shabbos, so then one is not allowed to cook it on Shabbos, so one could do actions which don't really cook it. Madichan oso b'chamin b'Shabbos, I could sprinkle hot water on Shabbos on it, because I'm not really doing anything. Chutz, let's just read it, even though it's not our topic tonight. Chutz min amaliach hayashan ve'kul yeso espanim. Except these type of salty fish, which are examples of what we call kalei bishul, items that cook very easily. Shahadachasan zuhi gemar malachtan. Because they're rinsing, just a little bit makes them cook, and therefore, they have separate rules. The rules of Bishul Achar Bishul, not the rules of Bishul Achar Bishul, the rules of not being cooked to being cooked, it takes much less to cook them. So again, that is the second half of the Mishnah, is about Kali Bishul, not our topic tonight. We discussed that earlier when we spoke about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and even though the Gemara says Kli Sheni is not Mavashel, back on the Gemara and Daf Mem, but Kali Bishul is an exception to that rule. Okay, either way, this is the Mishnah. Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. Once something is cooked before Shabbos, so then one is allowed to cook it on Shabbos. Rashi, in the first place where this Mishnah is quoted in the Masechta, not here where the Mishnah is found, but earlier on Daf Lamites, Rashi says, why? What's the Svara? Says Rashi, if you gave it to you in the next source, Ein Bo Mishum Tikun, Shari Niskan Kvar. It's already done. What more are you doing? Bishul is about making something better than it was. But here, it's done. There's no making it better. You've already done what needs to be done, and therefore, there is no significant change takes place once it is cooked. Okay, this is a major discussion, very halacha l'maisa, and we're going to attack it from two ways. Two topics that we're going to talk about. Number one, we have to speak about the issue of the state of the food. Yavesh, lach, v'chulu, we're going to talk about, number one. And number two, the process and the method that it was cooked in. We're using cooked in the general sense, but really, and halachically, there are different ways of preparing something. You can, one could be mevashalit, or one could be ofe, one could bake it, one could be tzole, one could roast it. So that's going to make a big difference also in the world of Bishul B'Shabbos. Those are the two smaller topics that we're going to discuss tonight. Okay, so first let's talk about the state of the food. State of the food. Major, major machlokas. We've shown him how to understand our Mishnah. When we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, what does that mean? Says the, say all Rishonim. It at least is referring to Davar Yavish. Something that is dry, that is fully cooked, so then it's not subject to Bishul Daraisa anymore. A baked potato. If I cook a potato, noodles. If I cooked noodles, and I've cooked noodles before Shabbos they're cooked, then on a Daraisa level, I could do whatever I want with these noodles. And even on a Drabana level, I could put these noodles, let's say I'm serving hot soup, and I want to put noodles into the soup. So I have burning hot soup in a bowl. I took it from the Kli Rishon to the Kli Sheni. So there's no problem at all on a Drabana level to put it into a bowl. There's no issue of Hachzara there. And these noodles were cooked already. And therefore, there's always you have Kali Bishon, I'm worried, so therefore, one could put it in. Or, let's say the Kli Rishon was taken off the fire. I want to put the noodles into the pot. So, there's no problem, because that's a Davar Yavesh, and there is no, this Mishnah is for sure at least talking about a Davar Yavesh, even if it's cold. Even if the noodles are freezing cold from the refrigerator, I'm allowed to put them into a Kli Rishon that is off the fire, because that is the rule of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, a cold piece of chicken, anything that is dry. That is point number one. That is Davar Yavesh. The question is, what about what we call Davar Lach? Does the same apply to a Davar Lach? So the Mishnah does not mention any distinctions. The Mishnah doesn't say Lach, Yavesh. The Mishnah says anything that was cooked. So the Mishnah sounds like how the Rambam understands. The Rambam does not make any distinctions. This is the Shita of the Rambam. Ein Bishol Achar Bishol means totally, completely, no limitations. Even Balach. According to the Rambam, if you look in source number 4, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, in Perek Tes, he says, Hamavashel, where it's underlined, Al Or, Dover Shayim Mavushel Kol Tzarcho, if I cook on a fire something that was already cooked, Kol Tzarcho, the Rambam L'Shita, so, this is the Rambam Shita, O Dover Shino Tzarch Bishol Klal, that's not our issue now, Potter. There's no Bishul Daraisa when it comes to something that was Mavusha called Tzarcho. No limitations or distinctions given. What type of food we're talking about? Darach HaShulchan explains the Rambam in the next source. Vinei Rambam lo chilek bein davar yavish lo davar lach. Ubein itztani lo nitztani. Doesn't matter. Anything that's Mavusha called Tzarcho, period, ein Bishul achar Bishul. That is the Shita of the Rambam. And this is what some Svartic sources, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, but certain misoras that certain Sephardic circles have, again, certain Teimanim, might have, that follow the Rambam, might have this kula, as we will see. But as we continue, we'll see that Ruba the Ruba of the Poskim, 99% of the Poskim, do not hold this way. But this is the Rambam, yeah?
That includes, according to the Rambam, water?
But does it include water? It's a good question. Meaning, is soup any better than water? Soup, there's no bishul achar bishul. What about water? So you're asking that probably because the Avnei Nezer makes this ha'ara. Because water, once water cools off, it basically is back to where it started. Right? It's boiling. Soup, even if you, once I make soup and it cools off, it's still cold soup. It didn't go back to its beginning. Mashenking, water, it's the same thing as it was before. So in a chinami. Water might be different. Might be different. Some achronim say, but the Rambam doesn't make it. The Rambam doesn't say it. The Rambam doesn't say water is any different, but it could be misvara. Misvara, we might say that water is different.
This halacha, Rambam
is just saying that's separately. Separately, it's just saying mavashal davarshu mavusha kol tzarcho. So it's not clear. But anyway, even though that's the Rambam, Rov Rishonim assume otherwise. Why? Because they have a problem. There's a Gemara earlier in Daf Lamed Daled, which seems to say that there is Bishul, even though something was already cooked. The Gemara in the context of Hatmana, right, we're worried about insulation because if something cools down, then you might come to try to recook it again after Shabbos starts, as Shabbos is starting, and the Gemara seems to say that we're worried that you might come to reboil it. And the question is, what do you mean reboil it? It was cooked already. Ain Bishul Achar Bishul. Says Rashi. Rashi doesn't ask the question, but Rashi in Shabbos on the Flamed Adam and Aleph on the bottom, Rashi says, Gezerah, talking in the context of Hatmana, Gezerah Shema Yimsa Kedera Soshinitz Tanana, you might find your Kedera was cooled off, Kishe Yirtze Lahatmina, when you want to insulate it, it might have cooled off, the Yarti Chena Trila, and you will boil it up again, because it's cooled, and look at Rashi, the next three words, Vinimsa Mivashel B'Shabbos. And you're being mavashal on Shabbos. What do you mean mavashal on Shabbos? The Mishnah says later on Kuf Mem Hey, ain't bishul achar bishul. So Rashi is saying there's shaychus to say that there is bishul, and the Rashi has it as a stira. The Rashi says, how could our Mishnah and Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey say ain't bishul achar bishul if the Gemara earlier Lama Dalet says that the chshash of hatmana of insulation is that you might come to boil it up before you want to insulate it? What do you mean boil it up again? It cooled off, so there's no Bishul Daraisa anyway, says the Rush. Say the Achron, and what Rashi seems to be driving at is a difference between Lach and Yavish. When do we say Ein Bishul Lachar Bishul? What's the Mishnah talking about on Kuf Mem Hey, on our daf? That's by a Davar Yavish. By something that is dry, a solid, a potato, a piece of chicken, the chulu, that's what we say Ein Bishul Lachar Bishul. But when it comes to liquid, So then we say Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. When it comes to liquid. And that's what's in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Siv Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, again, in the set, we're not going to read the first part yet. First, the Shulchan Aruch says in the middle, Vahani Mili Sheish Bo Bishol Achar Bishol, Betavshol Sheish Bo Marak. When is there Bishol Achar Bishol? When it's a soup, when it's liquid. Avol Darvish and Espashol Kfar, Vahu Yavesh, if it's dry, Mutter Lishroso Bechaben Bishabis. Right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch's distinction between Bishol Achar Bishol, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Balach, and in Bishol Achar Bishol Balavish. What's the Svara? Why is there a difference between Lach and Yavesh? When it comes to Bishol Achar Bishol, once it's cooked, what's the difference? So a number of Achronim say, I gave it to you from Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn, he's based on a Milchas Chinuch, but he has a nice formulation of it. He says, on the fourth line, to bedover Yavesh, Tachlis HaBishol, Hu Lissakin Etzem HaMa'achal, Ulishanoso Midavar Chaylo Davar Mavushal. When I cook a potato, when I cook a piece of chicken, the goal is to make it from a raw state to a edible, to a cooked state. Vishinu is a nisher bo apilukish and it's tanin. And even after it's cooled off, that change doesn't disappear. It's still there. It's still a changed edible food. Aval bedavar lach, but by a liquid, ain't a bishop o shinui begufa mashke. The liquid is still liquid. It hasn't changed. It hasn't generally. It hasn't become more edible. Right, by a soup, it's the ingredients inside the soup which are solid that a lot of times make it more edible. But the liquid element, you could have cold also. Shabadera klau, again generally, hari mashke roi lishtiaf kodim shenisbashel. Even before, cold water, cold anything. The ikar taklas abishel hu lechama moshe roi lishtosa b'chamimuso. You just want to eat it when it is heated. So if that's the point is temperature, so then after it cools off, then it goes back to its former state, possibly. Again, like you said about water before, that's a svara for how it is that the Shulchan Aruch and Rov Rishonim do not hold like that Rambam. Rov Rishonim say Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Balach, a big limitation on the Mishnah in our parak. Then came the Ramah. What did the Ramah do? Not the Ramah here, but the Ramah a couple of Seifim later, the end of Sif Tezvav. The Ramah says, talking about returning something to a fire, the end of that simon, the Rama says, v'no'agu lo hakel bazeh, we're knowing to be makel, this is talking about putting an item close to a fire, can't put it on a fire, that's the iser d'rabbanan of hakazara, but you can put it close to a fire, imlo nitztanein legamre. The Rama says, as long as it didn't cool off totally, you could put it. And the Ramah is not machalik between Lach and Yavish. Meaning, the Ramah seems to be saying, even though we say, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Balach, there is Bishol Shayach again when it comes to liquid, as long as it's not fully cooled off, so then it we'll have to talk about what that means in a second. It's mutter to put it, there's no Bishol Achar Bishol, even by Lach. So again, according to the Rambam, I could take a bowl of soup out of the refrigerator on Shabbos morning and put it on a heat source as long as I'm not violating Hachazara. However, whatever I hold, a hot plate without knobs, a pot on top of a pot, whatever one holds about how Hachazara on Shabbos could be mutter, I'm allowed to take a cold bowl of soup and put it on. No problem. Ain't Bishol Achar Bishol. But we don't pass in that way. We pass in Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol Balach. By a solid, you could do it, but not by a liquid. Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. There is still Bishol Shayach the second time. But the Ramah now adds a Kula, which usually people say, oh, the Sfarim are Makel more because of the Rambam. No, the Rambam, the right, is the most Makel. But if we have the hierarchy of Kulas, first we have the Rambam, then we have the Ramah, then we have the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ramah at least says, if it's not in its tanim legamre, so then one can put it and it's not, put it back, and it's not considered Bishol Achar Bishol. So for example, let's say I'm serving soup with a ladle, and I dished out all the soup, and now I say, oh, anybody want seconds? So now, the ladle still has liquid on it. It's a couple minutes later. Am I left? Do I have to make sure that ladle is dry before I stick it back into the soup? So you might say it's mekalkel anyway, and you don't really care about those drops, but either way, according to the Ramah, it's not in Sanin Lagambre most of the time. it's still warm. It's not totally cold, as we'll see. So therefore, it comes up lemaisa in various cases. There's a machlokas in the achronim I gave you between the Chayyadam and the Magen Avram. Is the Rama a me'ikar hadin Rama or a chumra Rama? So you can look there, meaning who is he really holding like? Is he really holding like the Rambam? Or is he really holding like other Rishonim? That's a discussion that the Achronim have. Good. What does Nitztanin mean? What does Nitztanin Lagamre mean? So the language of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, you have it in Source 13, right here, Shin Yuches, V'nogu l'hakel amon Nitztanin Lagamre, Ela roi adayin le'echol machmas chamimuso. As long as you'd still drink it because it's warm. So a little warm. Sometimes you have a little tea left over. So you taste it. It's still a little warm, a little lukewarm. It's still good. If it's cold, you're like, oh, right? It's cold. You're not going to drink it. If it's supposed to be a warm drink, one is not going to drink it. That's what Nistan Lagamre. We have to use our heads. Right? Nistan Lagamre means if there's no, the heat is not recognizable anymore. It's not Nikar anymore that it used to be warm. Good. So far, what do we say? Machlokas Rishonim, whether our Mishnah about Ein Bishlach Abishlach is only by a Devar Yavish or even by a Devar Lach, and the Ramah's middle approach that it applies even by a Devar Lach as long as it is not Nistanin Lagamre. The next question, though, is, again, we're still all within part one of two, sometimes it's hard to determine what is Lach and what is Yavish. You know, does Yavish, something totally dry, okay, I understand that is Yavish. Liquid soup, I understand that is lach. But sometimes you have something in the middle. Right? What happens? The Arach HaShabbos points this out in Osos HaShabbos Source 15. In Source 16, Arach HaShabbos. Right? So this is not so clear. What if somebody has a wet piece of steak with gravy on it? I want to warm that up on Shabbos. Is that a problem? Is that a problem to a piece of chicken with that's moist? Is that a problem to warm up? So, Rova the Poskim, if you look in Source 18, there's a letter from Rav Vosner there, that it's a diak from the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes in, if I look up the Mishnah Berurah, it's in Simin. Mishnah Berurah is in Shin Yud Ches, Sif Lamed, Sif Katan Lamed Beis. The Mishnah Berurah's Lashon is, if you have a pot that was poured out from, that's already called Yavesh. It's already poured from. The Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot and Lamed Beis has that lashon. Meaning it's mash, but it doesn't have to be totally dry to be considered dry, to be considered yavesh. Right, Raj, so the Mishnah Berurah says Lamed Beis, it's a small one. Rots alomar sheheiriko hamarak mi menu. So Rov Haposkim assume that yavesh does not mean mamish yavesh, totally yavesh. Even if something is moist, as long as it's not sitting in a puddle. If something is sitting, if I have meatballs in sauce, and it's sitting in the sauce, that is considered a davar lach, and that's usur to warm up, if it's in the side in legamre. But if it's just meatballs, and it's moist on the sides of them, it's not sitting in a puddle, then that's okay. As long as there's no gravy puddle. Even if it's moist, it's still considered yavesh, and it would be mutter to warm it up. What happens though, and this is a machlokas achronim here, discussed in the Levush in Source 22, in Shin Yud Ches right here, what happens if you take something out of the fridge, and right now it's congealed? But I know, right, when I warm it up, it's going to become liquid. Is that called yavesh or is that called lach? It's going to end up being a bowl of gravy. But it's only because it was cold, is it yavesh right now? So what is that considered? So if you look in the Levush and you look in the Taz, they are machmir. They are machmir. You have to look at what is going to turn into. Right, you see on the bottom, it says hefshero zeo bishulo. He says if it's going to be turned into liquid, it's a problem. That's what the Levush says, or the Taz says. The Chayadam in Klal Chaf quotes both opinions. He says miu b'davar yavish in his bashel. You have a davar yavish that gets cooked. Va'ach shav aydei shriya b'chamin, by soaking it in heat. Okishayite kenegan amadura yiyanimoach, is going to melt. It's going to liquefy. Yesh matirin. Some say it's still mutter. Since it's dry, don't worry about it. Right now, it's solid, that's all you have to worry about. Others say no. As long as it will remain yavesh. If it changes into liquid, then one has to be worried about it. So this is a machlokes. Rav Shechter assumes, this is some other posts also assume, that you go by room temperature. You don't go by the refrigerator. You go by room temperature. And that is, if at room temperature this would be liquid, then you have to treat it as liquid. Even if in the fridge, it's because if you leave it out for a couple hours, even without heat, if you leave it out for a couple hours, it's going to turn to liquid, so then that's considered liquid. If at room temperature, this would be a gel, but when you heat it up, it's going to liquefy, that could be considered yavish. That could be considered yavish. So again, one has to know their how thick their gravy is, if one has some fat sometime on a piece of chicken. So again, that's a little bit on a piece of chicken, that's called yavish, or on a piece of kugel, that is called yavish. Either way, that's just some of the issues relating to how to determine what is lach, and what is yavish. There's an interesting, just one other ha'ara in this section, and that is, if you turn the page for a minute, if you go to the Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. Sometimes people take out a challah from the freezer. Source 27. Take out a challah from the freezer, and sometimes it has ice particles on it. When you put it on the blech, or put it on top of a crock pot. Not always, but sometimes. Sometimes it could have ice on it. So he knows that one has to be careful about that, because that the challah is yavish, but the ice on it is lach. And that was never cooked before. Right, there's yesh b'shalach b'shalachan to everybody. Even the Rambam, because that was never cooked before. So he just has that ha'ara, that one should make sure that if one is warming it up, you should just knock off the ice before you put it on to the heat source, because that could be a problem. Okay, that is all the first part of our discussion relating to lach and yavish. Part two. We will go backwards in history here, and then we will see where it comes from. Part two has to do with the method it was cooked or will be cooked in. The only time, and this is the rule, this is the maskana, and then we'll go back to see the Havaminas. We're up to source 28, we'll start with it in a minute. Says the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see, the only time that we say, Ein Bishol, Achar, Bishol, is only where the same process is being done over again. What does the same process mean? There are two types of heating in Yahadus, in Hilchos Shabbos. What we would call dry heat or wet heat, moist heat. Wet heat, moist heat is bishul. That's cooking. Noodles are cooked. Any soup is cooked. Anything that deep fried, as we'll talk about soon, is cooked. That's in a lot of liquid. But then you have a very different type of preparing food, and that is baking. Baking is dry. You're not soaking it in something. Or roasting, right? You're frying it, or you're a little bit of oil, right? Something like that. Or you're roasting it over a fire. The rule is that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol is only where the same process is being done. Both wet heat, both dry heat. But if you're doing a different one, then we assume you are accomplishing something that has not been accomplished yet, and there could be yesh bishol achar bishol, meaning what we might call yesh bishol achar afia, yesh afia achar bishol. If you're doing a different process, then one has to be worried about that. We'll see examples of this in a minute, but first let's go back to the lavdus. Where did this come from? Why would we say such a thing? So it's based on a Yoreim. Based on a Yoreim, Lazarim Metz, who's a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Based on a Gemara in Pesachim. Gemara in Pesachim, in a totally different context, Pesachim daf Mem Aleph says, L'kid Tanya, Bishlo v'achat slo. What if somebody has a Karban Pesach? We know there's an Isser to cook the Karban Pesach. You have to roast it. What if I cooked it? So, the Brisa says, Bishlo v'achat slo, if I cooked it and then I roasted it, Oshit slo v'achat bishlo, or the opposite, Chayev. I'm Chayev for cooking my Karban Pesach. So the Gemara says, Bishlama bishlo v'achat slo chayev. I understand if I cooked it first and then I roasted it to habashle. I cooked it. So, stop talking. I cooked the Karban Pesach. I'm Chayev. But if I roasted it, and then I put it in a pot, hatzliyeshu, amai. Right? What's the problem then? If I roasted my Karban Pesach, isn't it done? Whatever I do now shouldn't make a difference. Answers the Gemara, no. Amar of Kahana, Hamani Rabbi Yossi hi. This is Rabbi Yossi Shita, who says it does make a difference, a second process. What does that mean, Rabbi Yossi? Titania, another context. So far we have Hilchos Shabbos, which we're going to relate it to, and now we just had cooking your Karban Pesach, and now we have eating matzah. Titania, Yotzen Berkika Sharui. One is Yotze matzah with a soaked matzah. Okay, we're not talking about Gebrux now. Ubi Mevushal Shaloni Moach. Or a cooked piece of matzah as long as it has not fallen apart. Devar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotzim Birkei Kasharui, Aval Lo Bimavushal, Aval Pishaloni Moach. Rabbi Yossi says, no, a soaked one, fine, but cooked matzah, if I take my baked matzah and then I cook it, I am no longer yotze my mitzvah of matzah. Why? Says Rashi right there. Delav lechem karina bay. V'ava bishikfar ne'efe betanur hoil v'chazar ubishlo bitzlo mitoras lechem. Even though it was baked, once I cook it, says Rav Yossi, it is no longer lechem, and therefore you can't be yotze your mitzvah of matzah. It's not chametz, but you're not yotze your mitzvah of matzah. That's Rav Yossi shita. Says the Aram, what do you see from this Gemara? You see that if something was dry cooked and then it is wet cooked, Rabbi Yossi says, look, you see, it's no longer the item anymore. So it accomplishes something. So too for Hilcha Shabbos. Hilcha Shabbos. When do we say, on the second line, when do we say, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, same process? Aval Yesh Bishol Achar Tzli, V'yesh Tzli Achar Bishol. The Tanya, and he quotes that Gemara in Pesachim Daf Mem Aleph, and then we say, "Einu Nikro Lechem Ela Afui V'lo Mavushal." Ukeshe Bishlo Achar Afia, so Nikro Mavushal. Tish Bishlo Achar Afia, and the opposite. And he said, "Rabbi Rabbi Yossi, we hold like Rabbi Yossi." Aye, what about Rabbi Meir Shita? No, we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. And there's a Brisa elsewhere like Rabbi Yossi. That is the Shita of the Yireim. We compare Hilchas cooking the Korban Pesach and Achilas Matzah to Hilchas Shabbos.
You could argue with the UAM and say that it's just a definition of lechem.
Let's continue for a minute. So, this is wonderful. This is the UAM. The problem is, there's another Gemara. And this is the Rav Yah's points this out. The Rav Yah quotes Rav Lozmi Metz. Rav Yah's a later Rishon. The Rav Yah quotes Rav Lozmi Metz and he says, nice shita, wonderful, fine. That's what the Gemara in Pesachim sounds like. But there's another Gemara that says otherwise. And just outside, if somebody has cooked vegetables from the chicken soup, what's called shlakos in Hilchas Shabbos. What bracha do you make on shlakos? Says the Gemara in Brachas. In the sixth parak, you make a borei pri hadama. What do you mean you make a borei pri hadama? You cooked it. If you cooked it, don't you say it's batlu, just like we said, batlu mitaras lechem, batlu mitaras yirakos? We don't say that. We hold that you still make a borei pri hadama. And the Gemara even contrasts it and says, even Rabbi Yossi would agree here. Oh, Rabbi Yossi, by matzah. The Gemara says in Brachas, enough lamad ches. Three lines from the bottom. Dekulei alma shlakos bevarchan alei bar pri adama. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that by shlakos you say ha'adama. V'adka lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam. When does Rabbi Yossi say by matzah that you can't use it? Ela, mishud debidan ta'am matzah v'leka. There's a special din of ta'am matzah. But otherwise, you wouldn't say that. Rabbi Yossi would be modem. So that's the Rav Yah's right the other way. The Rav Yah says, just because you cooked something doesn't mean you changed it. Right here, in the case of brachas, you didn't do anything. Right, and then you cooked it, you changed it. So too, he would say, in the Urayim's case, just because you did a different process doesn't mean that it ruins it. The Beis Yosef points out that this is a very strong question. He kushya chazaka against the Rav Lazar Metz. Right, very strong question. The Gemara says explicitly, the Rav Yossi is not a rule, it's an, Matz is an exception. So you got to work around it. The Bach has a very difficult reading, but he says maybe what the Gemara means is that vegetables are special, not matzah is special. You know, the Gemara says, oh, don't compare this to matzah because matzah is unique. No, what it really means is vegetables are unique. They keep their shame even longer than other foods. But matzah is really the rule, like we would say in Hilchos Shabbos too. That's what the Bach tries to say. His son-in-law, the Taz, also tries to get into the act that even Shabbos, maybe Shabbos is totally on Tom also. Oh, you need Tom matzah. So Shabbos is also totally on Tom. If the Tom is changed, then you've accomplished something. So that's not as difficult in the reading, right? So therefore, again, there are a number of answers given. But either way, this is a machlokas, and we are machmir. We are machmir like the Urayim. Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 days about it. The Shulchan Aruch back in Sifhei, and the Ramah says, as we'll see, to be Zer Lachatchila, Shin Yud Ches Sifhei, says the Shulchan Aruch, just in the next Sif that we were up to. Yesh Misha Omer! There are those that say, Yesh Misha Omer. Who's he quoting? You see in the Baragola, Tur B'Shem Reb Elazar Mimetz, Mehata Kaimalan, Shane Yotzim Mavushal, Akrafi Psachim Emalev. So the Beral Gola quotes our whole shir. Yesh Bisha Omer, again, says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Hey. The Dabar Shene'efe Unitzle, something that is baked or roasted. In Bishlo Achar Kachba Mashke, if it is then cooked in liquid, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishal. It's subject to Bishal. And therefore what? Where would this come up? Where does it come up? It comes up if I want to put my challah in my soup. Let's say I assume that challah is, well, forget Kali Bishal. Challah was only baked. Let's say my soup is still boiling. And I say let's say Kali Bishal, I say in certain cases, Kali Bishal could cook even in a klisheni, even in a klishi maybe, if you don't hold like that Rav Moshe. So I'd have to be worried and careful that I can't put my challah into my boiling hot soup until it cools down, until less than Yasol Adispo. Because that's an example of Yesh Bishal Acharafiyah. Or if somebody has bread croutons, right, that are baked and not fried. So that also. And then there's Shulchan Aruch quotes, V'yesh Matirin, and some are Matir, V'yesh Makirin Afil B'Kli Rishon, V'Nagu Lizor L'Chadchila, Shlolitin Pas Afil B'Kli Sheni, Kozman Sheyatso Ledesbo. There's the Shulchan Aruch. We are machmir. As long as it's Yasso lettuce bow, if my soup is Yasso lettuce bow, we should not put our challah in. I ain't bishlach a bishl. No, the Urayim. The shlik of a klishlishi. So if you hold like Rav Moshe, that klishlishi doesn't do anything at all. That's for sure mutter. Generally, by the time the soup gets to the bowl, it's not really, I mean, sometimes it is Yasso lettuce bow, sometimes it can be burning hot. But so, a number of times, depending how hot it is. But again, that's an example. But again, putting challah on a blech, that's for sure okay, because that's both dry. Putting noodles into soup, that's both wet. The only issue here that is discussed by these are Rishonim, the Machlokas Yerim and the Rav Yah, and where Machlokas L'Chadchila is where there is a different process. Let's just get through a number of other examples, and then we'll wrap it up. And that is, as we said, dry. The Shulchan Aruch says one direction, right? Bishal Acharafia.
You could,
but the poskim generally assume the other way also. The Shulchan Aruch is Bishal Acharafia, but the Shmir Shabbat says the Farish.
Is that the case of Rav Yossi?
Rav Yossi is, yeah, after you cook the matzah. It's Bishal Acharafia. That's Rabbi Yossi's direction. But the Shmir Shabbos and others, that the Mishnah Berurah also in Sifkat and Mem Aleph here, quotes the opposite as well. Even though Yerisvar, L'Chalik, but we wouldn't. The Bir Halacha here in Sif Hei, in the end of Sif Hei, notes, sometimes you have foods that you have two processes done. Sometimes we have a noodle kugel. You cook the noodle kugel in liquid for a couple minutes, and then you put it in the oven, and you bake it. So which process is that considered? The Bir Halacha says you go by the later process. The later process, that's what defines it. What about frying? What is frying considered? So the Shmir Shabbat says, in Perek Aleph, you have it there in Source 37, it depends, deep frying or just a little frying. Chicken cutlets, if they're just fried with a little oil in a pan, pashtus, that's considered dry. Unless they're drowning in oil. But if there's just a little bit so that they don't burn on the bottom, that is considered dry. But let's say croutons, they're deep fried. The Shkedi Marak. Oh, Itriyo Matugano Peshemen. Hanim Karo Kishem Muchanus La'achila. Mutter La'seizo Zame B'Kli Rishon. So croutons, the soup nuts that are not healthy because they're deep fried, that's less of a problem for Hilchos Shabbos. Because they're considered cooked. And there's no problem. Ki atigun beribu shemen nechshol lebishol ve'ein iser bishol achar bishol. Right? What's there is if you do it in oil, you do it in water, that's called bishol. But if one is something just had something fried vegetables, fried chicken cutlets, that would be considered dry. So again, it's very important. Let's say somebody has meatballs that were made in a lot of sauce. So there it was being liquid. That's bishol. And now, what do I want to do? Shabbos morning, I know I can't warm up the sauce. I'm just going to take the meatballs out and put it on top of the crock pot in a tin foil. So now I'm dry heating them. It was cooked, it was bishul, and now I'm doing afiyah achar bishul. So assuming that that's a problem with which the Shmir Shabbos says in Sif Samach in the earlier one. So one would be careful not to do this. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Baser mevushal. So it's 43, all the way at the end. Ein manicho agabi michse shal kedera omedet agabi ha'esh. Ki ha baser ha mevushal, shu achshav beli rotev nitzla b'chom. right, is going to be cooked. That's what the Rav Ribiak is my example that I got it from him. One should not drain the sauce from a pot of meatballs on the blech and leave the meatballs without their sauce on the blech. Doing this is equivalent to roasting the previously cooked meatballs in the dry heat. Right, one may not remove a piece of cooked chicken or potato from a pot and place it on the blech. We always have to remember, whenever we put on top of a blech, on top of a hot plate, generally, it's only going to be dry, because we're machmer. Yesh b'shalach abishal when it comes to lach. That's the first half of the shiur, but we have to make sure that it was previously dry heated and baked. Anything that was cooked previously and now we're putting on top would be a problem. So either way, this is an important discussion of, again, two parts of what we did. Number one, we spoke about the state of the food, lach, yavesh, the three-way machlokas we shown him, and how to determine what is lach and yavesh, and whether you go by the room temperature of a chulu. And then the second half of what we discussed is the process itself. Bishol and afia and sli are considered the same. One has to make sure that both processes are in the same category, because if one is different, so then we would be machmer l'chachila, at least for that shita of the yiram. Okay, well, Beis Hashem, pick up with another topic next week, but this is a very important issue of Bishol Achar Bishol.